Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice. If you're a singer who doesn't have a natural vibrato, you may have asked yourself, will my vibrato just automatically happen one day? I'm going to give you the answer today. Hi, and welcome to my channel. In case you don't know me yet, my name is Freya Casey. I'm a professional singer and vocal coach from Germany. I've sung in opera, musical theater, everything in between. And I want to share my experience with you. I am someone, for example, I've always had vibrato. I just listened as a child and I imitated what I heard. And I know that there are a lot of singers out there who can't just easily do that. And maybe you have never tried singing vibrato. Maybe it's just something that you have recently become aware of. You hear it, you can recognize when someone does it, and you ask yourself, well, maybe you have even been told, don't worry, it's just gonna come. Here's my experience. If you do not try to do it intentionally, it's probably not going to come. If you've been singing for a while and you, let's say you're even 15 years or 20 years old or older than that, you have a way of singing and you're very used to that. And that's a habit now. To get out of that habit, unless you are intentional about doing things differently, there's nothing that's going to change. It's almost like if you are not aware of your posture not being ideal, unless you try to do it differently, you're not going to do it differently. So you have to first be aware and first try something and be intentional about, this is something I want to do. This is my experience. So here are some things you can do. Start focusing on when does it happen for other singers? What does it sound like? And the next thing you want to focus on is trying to see, is it actually sometimes happening for you? And chances are that sometimes it's, even if it's just the slightest bit, some slight vibrato might sneak in there every once in a while. So record yourself often, because most likely while it's happening, you might not even notice. Now, be careful that you need to recognize the difference between a wobble in the voice, which is more like, ah, or like a shivery voice. Ah. If it's not a straight tone, it might be a shiver or a wobble. Don't confuse that with a vibrato, which is nice and even. It sounds pleasant. It sounds like it adds a dimension of brilliance. It sounds very nice and beautiful. But even if it happens just the slightest bit, you have to start paying attention and you have to start building on that. Start with what you have now. Start trying. And I have some videos. I will link them below. I have videos about how to find your vibrato. Like if you don't have any at all, you have to start being intentional and have to start doing something to uncover this. Like, what does it even feel like? What is the sensation and the sound that's linked with it? What does it feel like? Because it is very, very subtle. It's not anything that you can easily find by just telling someone, you just go a half step up and down. It's not that. It is so much more subtle. There are exercises you can use kind of as a crutch to start with if you absolutely have no idea what that feels like, to kind of get a starting point. But my experience is if you try too much, like in a technical way to start a vibrato, it just isn't a nice natural vibrato. And what you want is a nice natural vibrato that is not too wide, that is not too slow. Listen to singers who are amazing that you love. Probably their vibrato is not too wide and not too slow, because it does not sound beautiful. Why do we need vibrato? Listen to any violinist. Imagine that violin without vibrato. Just very bland, very annoying, actually. Think of a saxophone player only playing straight tones. Da, da, da. It's just part of music. It's not only a stylistic tool. It also, for vocalists, helps relax your voice to where it's not too static, not too strained, not too forced. Look for your vibrato, but you have to be intentional about it. If you want more singing tips and me sharing my stories with you, subscribe to my Pitch Perfect Insights newsletter. I will put the link below. Every Sunday, I share stories from my life as a singer, and also anything that happens in the singing world that might be of interest, that I'm just sharing my thoughts and what I think about it. Have a wonderful day. Always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing.